Now turn to part one.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I was hoping to speak to Jack Fitzgerald about renting a cottage.
I'm his wife, Shirley, and we own the cottages together, so I'm sure I can help you.
Great. My name's Tom. Some friends of ours rented Granary Cottage from you last year, and they thought it was great. So my wife and I are hoping to come in May for a week.
What date did you have in mind?
The week beginning the 14th, if possible.
I'll just check. I'm sorry, Tom. It's already booked that week. It's free the week beginning the 28th, though, for 7 nights. In fact, that's the only time you could have it in May.
Oh, well, we could manage that, I think. We'd just need to change a couple of things. How much would it cost?
That's the beginning of high season, so it'd be £550 for the week.
Ah, that's a bit more than we wanted to pay, I'm afraid. We've budgeted up to £500 for accommodation.
Well, we've just finished converting another building into a cottage, which we're calling Churville Cottage.
Sorry, what was that again?
Churville. C-H-E-R, V for Victor, I-L.
Oh, that's a herb, isn't it?
That's right. It grows fairly wild around here. You could have that for the week you want for £480.
OK, so could you tell me something about it, please?
Of course. The building was built as a garage. It's a little smaller than Granary Cottage.
So that must sleep two people as well?
That's right. There's a double bedroom.
Does it have a garden?
Yes, you get to it from the living room through French doors, and we provide 2 deck chairs. We hope to build a patio in the near future, but I wouldn't like to guarantee it'll be finished by May.
OK.
The front door opens onto the old farmyard, and parking isn't a problem. There's plenty of room at the front for that. There are some trees and potted plants there.
Now listen again.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I was hoping to speak to Jack Fitzgerald about renting a cottage.
I'm his wife, Shirley, and we own the cottages together, so I'm sure I can help you.
Great. My name's Tom. Some friends of ours rented Granary Cottage from you last year, and they thought it was great. So my wife and I are hoping to come in May for a week.
What date did you have in mind?
The week beginning the 14th, if possible.
I'll just check. I'm sorry, Tom. It's already booked that week. It's free the week beginning the 28th, though, for 7 nights. In fact, that's the only time you could have it in May.
Oh, well, we could manage that, I think. We'd just need to change a couple of things. How much would it cost?
That's the beginning of high season, so it'd be £550 for the week.
Ah, that's a bit more than we wanted to pay, I'm afraid. We've budgeted up to £500 for accommodation.
Well, we've just finished converting another building into a cottage, which we're calling Churville Cottage.
Sorry, what was that again?
Churville. C-H-E-R, V for Victor, I-L.
Oh, that's a herb, isn't it?
That's right. It grows fairly wild around here. You could have that for the week you want for £480.
OK, so could you tell me something about it, please?
Of course. The building was built as a garage. It's a little smaller than Granary Cottage.
So that must sleep two people as well?
That's right. There's a double bedroom.
Does it have a garden?
Yes, you get to it from the living room through French doors, and we provide 2 deck chairs. We hope to build a patio in the near future, but I wouldn't like to guarantee it'll be finished by May.
OK.
The front door opens onto the old farmyard, and parking isn't a problem. There's plenty of room at the front for that. There are some trees and potted plants there.